Before we start the podcast, we want to take the time to say if you like us, please follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, like, comment on YouTube, subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. It really helps us out, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the guy with special skills not having one, Aaron, and with me is the guy whose family all have the same eyebrows, Jay. Jay, how's it going?
It's going good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. It was a good week.
Yeah, good week. Very good week.
And what made the week so good, Jay?
The very good classic. Teasing Master Tengaki-san, second season.
Ooh, and do you have the synopsis ready?
Yes, and this is from our buddies at Netflix. So, still unable to pull off an effective prank, Nishikata continues trying to outwit Tengaki-san as they enter their second year of middle school.
Yeah? Yep. So, you know what's super weird?
What's that?
Before we start off, in the dub, they avoid saying middle school, which is weird.
Do they?
Yeah, they avoid actively mentioning it.
Probably because it's weird to have some sort of love story with with younger kids. Because
it was like a weird thing where in the dub they say first and second year.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then in the sub they say seventh and eighth grade.
Oh, okay.
So it's just weird.
Just a weird choice.
I mean, it's all the same. Mm-hmm. Thing really, but yeah. I don't know, just a weird choice I thought was made.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't know why they would do that, other than maybe it's weird to have kids like falling in love or something. It happens.
Yeah,
first girlfriend was in middle school.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, so
my second girlfriend is my wife.
There you go. That's a good one for two right there. Yeah, it's a 50% 50% shooter.
Yep.
All right, are you ready for the facts, Jay?
Yeah.
All right, so this is 2019, just recently. 12 episodes, a romantic comedy, and a slice of life. Real quick, would you say this is a romance anime? And is there a difference between a romance anime and a romantic comedy anime?
There definitely is a difference between those two, for sure. Because when you think of romance anime, it's just straight romance. With maybe tinges of some comedy, but rom-coms are probably more focused on comedies with the opposite of what I just said.
Right.
It's more comedy with the subtle romance in it.
But would you call this romance anime, would you say?
I'd say it's a rom-com.
A rom-com. Okay. I'm just asking. It's written by Soichiro Yamamoto, and he does more Teasing Master Tengaki-san and Yukari Is in Love with Love, which are both spinoffs of Tengaki-san.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the studio is Shin L Animation, and they have done Shin-chan and Harigu. Harigu is one of my weird favorite dub anime that I want to cover eventually.
Okay.
This is licensed by Netflix. Thanks, Netflix, for making us wait all these years.
Yeah, it's fine. The product was good.
Right. The music was by Hiroki Tatsumi, and they did Dr. Stone, Long Riders, and Monster Musume.
Hey, Long Riders.
Yeah.
And Monster Musume, that's a great soundtrack.
Yep, check out both of those podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
The opening was done by, the opening is 0 Centimeters by Ohara. And the endings are all covers by Tagaki's voice actor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they are... It's a long list. All
right. These are the endings, right?
Yeah, the endings. So these are the endings in order. So Kanade, originally by Tsukiyama Switch, which is episode 1. Konoyuki by Remiori Ramen. Episode 2. Kiseki by Green. Episodes 3 to 4. Arigato by Ikimono Gakari. Episodes 5 through 6. Stars by Mika Nakashima, episode 7. Anata Ni by Mongaloo 800, episodes 8 through 9. Awani Kidone by Ohara, episodes 10 through 11. And I think that's the original
ending. Yeah.
And then Gasahi Komochi by Chara, which is the episode 12 ending.
Didn't one of the endings end with the opening song?
I think...
Of the first season, I mean?
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Okay.
I also think it's funny that the ending song where Tagaki's like, oh, listen to this.
Yeah, and that's the opening, right?
Yeah, and it's... essentially her singing it.
Yeah. And then check out this song that I sang.
I know. It's so cute.
Yeah. That was a great ending. That, like, wasn't that the promotional poster? That them sitting at that tree?
Yeah, them singing at the tree with the earphones. Mm-hmm. Very, very cute.
Yeah. When I first saw that, I was like, isn't that the... Because Aaron sends me, like, synopsises all the time or, like, announcements and stuff. And I remember seeing, like, something like that.
I'm pretty sure I sent you the ending, too, one time. Mm-hmm. The actual ending to it.
Yeah.
Ooh, excuse me. All right, is there any general thing you want to talk about before we...
The little title cards are really nice.
What was your favorite title card?
Sneeze.
Yeah. I really like the ice one, where they're both dressed in penguin suits.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was super adorable. Mm-hmm. And they were both two different types of penguins.
Yeah. I also like the treasure map one. They're like they're in a dungeon, like mining for gold or something.
Yeah. That one's really cool. Very, very cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, so I mentioned this before we started the podcast, but they completely changed the dub voices.
Oh, yes. You were telling me this. I don't know how I did not notice this. I don't know. But I remember I really liked the Tagaki's voice actor from the first season, the dub.
Yeah.
And I don't know how I didn't notice the second season being different. You're too excited. Cast. Yeah, I was probably just too excited.
Most of the changes they made were okay. I didn't really like the Tagaki-san Funimation dub that much.
And so you think they did a better job with her voice?
Yeah, I think they did a better job.
Or they casted better, I should say.
There's a lot more, like, really good spot-on decisions for the voice actor. But other than that...
But you watch the sub anyway, so...
Oh, yeah. So, like I said, it doesn't really matter to me. But I think they did an okay job. I just checked just to make sure, because I didn't want to be like, oh, I didn't really like the dub. Okay. But it was fun.
Yeah. I had a great time with the dub. And I think, like, the worst people were, like, Nishikata's friends.
I don't know, just the big guy
he kind of had like a weird voice. I was mimicking it earlier, you know, like Nishikata that way.
Yeah,
like,
it's
like,
really
it talks
bad.
Like really weird.
And then I showed you the sub version.
It's like way better.
That scene especially is like, oh my god.
Yeah,
it makes that scene like not, it's so, I don't know how you felt in the moment with that scene. I guess in the moment, it's more like, oh, dang. Like,
yeah. And well, in the moment, like when I watched that scene for the first time, like I definitely noticed that part was especially like, that's kind of bad.
Really? Was it? Okay.
Yeah. So but it didn't like, it didn't pull me out like enough to like.
You're just like, oh, that's kind of.
Yeah, that's kind of. But like, wait, Nishikata's about to go find her.
Right.
So
yeah.
That's it didn't really distract me too much.
Hmm.
Which shows how invested I was in this anime.
So, before this anime, before I started it, I was wondering how could they escalate the
first season, or
yeah, well,
how could they build upon it?
Yeah. So what's the word I'm looking for? But like, how can they up the ante?
Yeah.
Like, is this gonna be
as good or better?
As good? Is it just more of the same? Mm-hmm. That was my fear of it, starting it. Like,
okay.
Just like The World Only God Knows, where I was like, okay, how far can this gimmick get you without really evolving? And that's kind of the problem I had with that anime was, yeah, it's a good concept and it's really good, but how long can you go?
Yeah.
Same thing for Tagaki-san. It's like, okay, it's all about teasing.
Yeah, outwitting Nishikata.
Yeah, so what difference can you make going in? I think they escalated it a lot actually in this in this more in the first season it was more of like
just teasing.
She has like a little crush, like you can tell like she has like a little crush on Ishikata, but it's not too much. And then here, especially after the finale of the first season, like you can tell that she has it like, or Takagi has it like hard for Ishikata.
Yeah, she really likes him.
And it's just the more escalate, like I think the one of the first pranks, she basically asked him like, "Oh, do you like me?"
Yeah. It's like either she, that or let's hold hands.
Yeah, like she's like daring him to go farther.
Yeah.
And it's really, really cute how they of the ante with it.
Yeah, definitely.
But now I'm more curious how what they're gonna do for the third season. Like a third
season. Is there gonna be a third season though?
I don't know. There's a lot it's more just, manga to go.
Yeah.
Like
I hope there is. I hope this is a long running series. But you know, you never know with the anime industry.
I mean,
when you went to Japan, there was still like Gachapon stuff
for Tagaki-san.
So I'm guessing it's still somewhat popular. And there's a whole like attraction of the town that this place is based on, right?
Well,
When
I went to Japan, I think it was still airing. Season 2
okay.
was like either wrapping
you
up.
You should try to look it up on TV.
No, I try. My hotel room only had like 3 or 4 channels, and I tried every.
Well, you're in the pods, right?
Yeah. So every day I try to be like, I want to see what anime looks like. Just like watch raw anime on TV. Mm-hmm. But I was never. I was like always coming in too late or like waking up too early. I would never see any anime. I think only one time. I turned it on. It was like Radiant was on.
Oh, okay.
But like it was weird because like I turned on like NHK and I know like NHK is has anime on it, but it's not like anime's on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's only like during blocks.
Yeah.
And so it was like real hard to actually see stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Although I really wanted to be like turn on the TV. Oh, there's My Hero Academia just playing.
Yeah, there you go. One Piece.
Yeah, exactly. Or there's a Shin-chan.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but going back, I really hope that there's a third season because like, what I'm thinking is like, on what to do like on top of this is like since now like they're like getting more touchy feely with each other. Next thing would be like Nishikata confessing, or and then like maybe a kiss.
Oh,
but I'd feel like that would probably be the next step.
Or like that feels like the finale.
That feels like the finale, but there's also the adult stuff. So I don't know if that could be their own its own series. Well,
the adult stuff, from what I know, it's like the interactions between Takagi and their daughter.
Okay.
Like Nishikata's not really
in it.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of which, the one thing that kind of disappoints me about this anime is we get a little glimpse into the future,
yeah,
but then that's all we get is like a little,
yeah, like 2 seconds if that,
yeah. And I don't get me wrong, I really loved it,
yeah, but that was a really crazy amazing moment.
From that point I thought we were like, okay, we're gonna get like little snippets of the future, and I would have really loved that.
Yeah.
We don't get it, so I was like, eh.
Yeah, but the tease was definitely nice.
Yeah, it was cool, but it was just they knew what they were doing.
Yeah,
a huge tease.
Mm-hmm.
They're
teasing us, the audience.
Exactly. do you have any other general thing you want to say before we jump in?
No.
Oh, I guess the music. We didn't talk about the music
before. Oh, yeah.
Music. Again, a lot of old tracks reused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very Not good. A lot of new tracks, I feel.
We just watched episode 11, like, well, part of it, and the ambient noise is very nice in this. That's not really music, but it's definitely sound directing, and it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, even though it's all the reused music, really, it's still really fun.
Yeah, very fun.
A lot of, like, weird flutes.
Yeah.
And, like, recorders. I love how, like...
Recorders definitely play a big role in this one.
Yeah.
Especially when they're just, like, not goofing around, but, like, when Tengaki is, like, egging him on and stuff. And yeah. It's so, a really, really good song. It's like stuff like that.
Really, really cute.
Mm-hmm. Very playful.
All right. So, characters.
Oh, what about the like, opening songs, ending songs? Did you like any of those? Well, the opening song's pretty good.
The opening song is pretty good, but I didn't think it was... it's just of a... Because coming off of Space Dandy, and Space Dandy had such a really good...
Soundtrack
and really good opening.
Yeah.
I thought this opening was really good, too, but not as much. I was like, yeah, it's quite really a lot of cute scenes in it.
Yeah, it's definitely... Visually, it's really nice, really cute. I did skip it a lot, though.
Yeah. Same thing with the endings. I always...
Endings, I actually watched almost all of them, because I was really... I really enjoyed that they changed it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, where are they going to do it this time? Oh, man, it's like a rock version. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of the endings because I was like, okay, I need to get to the next one.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you.
And
the whole thing with Netflix is you have to push a button in order to watch to stay. It's super annoying.
It should be a button to go.
Yeah, a button to go, not a button to stop it.
Yeah, but whatever. I think we're in the minority.
I know we're probably in the minority, but I'm sure a lot of anime fans probably feel the same way because openings and endings are pretty important in the anime industry, but or in anime
in general.
But another thing that I really like kind of irked me about Netflix is that it always like when you skip the ending, it skips the opening of the next episode as well. And I'm always freaking out like, oh, maybe I missed a scene or something. Yeah. So I would always scroll back.
I'd always kind of trust because times when there was stuff in the beginning, it would start. So mm-hmm. like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
The one thing I actually didn't like about this anime, and it's weird, and it didn't apply to you because you didn't watch it that way, but the way they do their subs, I do not like
subtitles.
Yeah, they're subtitles.
Okay.
Because they're just white lettering.
Oh, okay. And this is a very light anime.
Mm-hmm. It's really bright in spots, so it's at times it's hard to read the subtitles. Like a lot of the time, I had to sit up and like actually stare dead on to try to read everything. And I was like, why am I having such a rough? Maybe I thought maybe it was because I haven't watched a sub anime in so long. Mm-hmm. And I just have horrible eyesight. So I was like, maybe just my eyes are bad or whatever. And then this weekend, I watched the new episode of My Hero on Crunchyroll. And how Crunchyroll does their subs is there's a black outline there. It's like lettered, lettered. And it makes it so much easier to read.
Yeah, that'd probably be a better thing to do than just white.
Yeah, just white. And I don't know. I didn't realize that actually made a big difference. Mm-hmm. But it makes a huge difference of just like reading it.
Yeah, it probably white lettering would probably be good with like more like a darker anime or something that like takes place at night or something like that.
Yeah, but not
like something like this where
it's daytime.
It's like more like morning or daytime.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a lot at night,
and the colors, like I said, are really bright.
Yeah,
speaking of colors being bright,
art style,
I think everybody's design is very good. Yeah. But Nishikata's friends. I think Nishikata's friends designs the two of them.
Yeah, they're too, I don't want to say like stereotypical, but.
They're just ugly designs. They're
not that great looking.
Yeah.
One guy looks like a Buddha, the other guy has buck teeth. That's about it.
Yeah, and then like Kimura always looks like a, I don't know if you know the term for it, but ugly bastard, if you know what that term means.
Yeah, I do know that.
So he totally looks like that a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
he loves food.
Yeah, and then the other guy's name is Taco. That guy, I don't know, his buck teeth annoys me. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling like there's like a... Like, there's going to be a... When they go to high school or whatever.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't see him for a summer and he comes back and he's, like, hot. Like, I feel like Kimura? That's a joke. Yeah.
A joke waiting to happen?
Yeah. Okay. Or, like, he thinks he's going to come back hot and he just looks the same but taller.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And is there... is Hojo a new character?
Yes. Added? I don't think she was in the...
In the first season,
Yeah.
She looks really cute.
She is the other really weird problem I have with it. She looks way older than everyone.
Well, she does give off like the mature vibe.
Yeah.
But yeah, she does look like the mature type. I feel like watching the anime, I feel like that's just kind of like a ruse. She just wants other people to feel that she's mature.
Especially when Yukari is telling her like, oh, you're... you're, you know, mature. You go look. And, yeah. Like, even she's kind of afraid to go look.
Yeah.
Which is a really cute part about Hojo.
Yeah. And was Hojo's interest?
No, he was also not in.
He was also not in it, right?
So there were two new characters.
Okay.
And two, spoiler, two very underutilized characters in my
opinion. Oh, yeah, for sure. Opinion. I definitely really liked Hojo. She was very cute.
Trying to think, and everyone else is real cute. Again, very cute costume changes for Tengaki.
Yeah, Tengaki has amazing outfits. She's so stylish.
Yeah,
it's like crazy. Like, oh my god, the long white skirt that she wore with the sun hat, amazing.
That's what I really love. In the episode with the million yen,
yeah,
she's like, "What would you do with the million yen?" And the one thing she said, she's like, "I'm gonna buy more clothes."
Yeah, buy a suitcase full of clothes, that's, I think, is what she said, right?
Oh, in the
and then take somebody out on a trip.
Yeah, she's like, I want to take my crush out on a vacation. I was like, oh, that's cute.
You know what's funny? Now that you mentioned the English dub versus the sub, there was a part where they're playing hide and seek.
Mm-hmm.
And in the sub, she's obviously saying each ni san, right?
Uh-huh.
And like really like mouthing each ni san. And what they did in the dub was one and a two and a three.
That's cute.
Yeah, very, very cute. So they did they handled that part pretty well, because I wouldn't know what to do with the something like super exaggerated, like each Nissan.
Each.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing.
Yeah, she's like hella mouthing it. So
yeah, that's
cute. I mean, it's obvious that she's saying it, but
I mean, you could have just elongated it. One.
Two, three,
and it's still kind of cute,
mm-hmm.
But that's fun adaption work.
Yeah, but yeah, freaking Takagi's outfits are really cute. Do you have any like favorites besides the sun hat?
No, that sun hat's probably like one of her my
kimono
favorite
was
ones.
Very cute. I think everybody's kimono was very, very nice. Sanai's, Mano. Mina?
Mano. Yeah.
Mano, okay.
Mina and Mano.
Yeah, Mina and Mano, yeah.
Yeah, which one?
I was thinking of Mina, not Mano.
Yeah, but Mano's is also really cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, speaking of that, I just love Tagaki saying, I don't know if they, how they dubbed it, but in the sub, Tagaki's like, oh yeah, Mano is also on a date. Mm-hmm. And he's like, wait, also?
Yeah. I just asked you if you wanted to go. This is not a date.
I know. It's so cute, Nishikata. Do you have any cinematography shots that you like? I know we mentioned it in the first episode, or the first time we covered it. There's a lot of cool shots of like looking through Tagaki-san's eyes, and like looking through like Nishikata's
POV
eyes.
POV shots and stuff. Yeah,
those are all really cool.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite shots I have is Nishikata is like looking over. It's like a POV shot of Nishikata looking over, but it's Tagaki talking to two other girls, and the two other girls are like blurry, and then he only sees a clear Tagaki-san.
Yeah,
and like she looks over and like she kind of
that's the episode where she's like bummed out, right? With she had a fight with her mom.
It might be
like he was hanging out with his friend
to give.
Yeah.
The gift or the
prank. Little box. Yeah. Yeah.
And he looks over at her and she like kind of like smiles at him.
Mm-hmm.
And like everyone else is like blurry. I thought that was a real cool shot.
Yeah. What a cool episode that was.
Yeah.
One thing that I really enjoyed, I don't know if it's like really cinematography, but it's like just like a neat little thing that happened. There was like a little skit with the three girls on it was the swimming episode.
Uh-huh.
And, like, towards the end of it, like, they were, like, I don't know, the three girls were doing something. But in the background, you see Nishikata and Tagaki. They're, like, in the pool. And, like, you see Nishikata, like, reacting to Tagaki. Like, what? No!
That's hilarious.
And then it just ends.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I remember that scene. In the beginning, you see, like, Nishikata, like, jumping in with his friends and stuff. I didn't see that, though. That's hilarious.
Yeah. But he's like reacting to like something she said. probably another challenge, like
another tease, another game.
Mm-hmm. And at the beginning of that water episode, Tagaki's the one that gives Mina her swims, like something she dropped. Like what was it? towel?
It was something. So what I also like
towel
like
in the water or something?
Yeah, so what I also like about this season that they didn't do in the last season was the different transitions in the anime. So like that was one, like it leads from one skit to the other.
Yeah.
Another one was the dandy. They're talking about the Western dandy.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
Asking
yeah.
each other questions. Mm-hmm. And at the end of that one, Mina like walks by, and she's like, "Bang, I got you."
Yeah.
And
then
it transitions to the next scene where she goes, mm-hmm. "Bang, I got you" to the other friends.
I think that's the skit where they like, Yukari is embarrassed about her haircut
or her bangs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she goes off about Mina's eyebrows.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a really cool thing about this anime is just like a lot of the skits and stuff, they take place in the same like same day, same time, all that stuff. It's not like one day and then this skit took place another day or something like that or somewhere way off in the distance.
It's all like a couple yards away from each other.
Mm-hmm. It's like these things are happening like almost simultaneously or like chronologically. Pretty cool.
Which is also really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other cinematography notes you want to talk about?
I don't know. The sky looked very pretty at the camping trip.
That was really nice of them.
Nice shot of them, like their backs and stuff.
And then with the tree. Also really cute.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to go least favorite characters, favorite characters, underutilized?
I think underutilized.
Okay. So I have three technically underutilized characters.
Okay.
I guess technically 2, 4, 5 characters. So I have Hojo and Hamaguchi.
Okay. Them two as a couple. Yeah.
So you see a little bit of them. I would love to see
more.
Way more.
Yeah. You're just like, they're just at the beginning of the relationship.
Exactly.
Like, check out this coffee I have. It's warm.
It's warm.
Oh, I like it that way.
I know. She's like, see, well, you can taste a lot better at room temperature. It's like, oh, that's
get
cute.
Get more of the flavor.
Then I also have Mono and Takai. They both. Yeah.
They definitely took a big back seat in this season.
Which I think is fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
But I would like to see a little bit more of them. But it sucks because it's like, I want to see more, but I really do love. I don't feel like any skit with Tagaki and Nishikata were wasted. Like, I never felt.
Now, there's
like,
nothing that I would omit.
Yeah, like, and then even with the little bit of the three other girls, Yukari, Sanae, and Mina, there's none of those I'd actually throw away because they're so short. Like, what would it even do to take them away and add shots of them? I mean, it could be like little cute interactions, but.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we get some cute interactions with them, you know.
No, I mean, like, cute interactions with the other couple. The two couples I would have liked, but but then we'd have less of the three, and I really like more. I really like them.
Okay.
And then, speaking of the three, I think that Sanae is really
She didn't really have that many speaking roles.
Yeah, she's more just like there during the whole thing.
Like her biggest thing was the cat stealing the candy bar.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that one was pretty cute.
Do you have any other underutilized characters?
The teacher, maybe.
I think we're about to talk about like almost every character.
Yeah.
Who do you have for least favorite character?
I mean, the two friends, the other friends, but that's kind of like obvious answer. Like, they're okay, but
yeah, Takao. I really don't like Takao.
Mm-hmm.
It's the buck-toothed, friend, and since we're kind of, I guess, done with the least favorite, one of my favorite characters is actually the other friend.
Which one? The big dude?
Yeah. His name's Kimura.
Uh-huh.
I actually really like him in the sub.
Okay.
I think he's like a really cool character. You don't get a lot of them, which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, just for his role in the final episode.
Yeah.
I really like. Think he's a cool. He's also the guy who's like, he sees that Nishikata is like doing things with Tagaki, and he's like, "Hey, let's go."
Yeah, let's leave him alone.
Yeah, like he kind of pick up on it, even though To Kao, is like, what? Why?
Yeah, isn't like, he coming with us?
Yeah, he's like, no, let's go. Come on. Mm-hmm. Like, I like that about him. Which yeah, is pretty
like
cool.
A kind of like a wingman almost.
Yeah, this is so cool.
Yeah.
Then we got Tagake and Nishikata.
Yeah. Love them both.
We gushed a lot about them. Nothing much has changed about them. They're really mm-hmm. cool.
Very cute.
I really want to read the future manga just because.
Yeah.
I want to see how their relationship has blossomed.
Mm-hmm. I'll wait for an announcement of the third season.
No, oh, I know. Soon, maybe.
Yeah. I don't know if it did. It is it doing well? Did it do well?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything. I'm not as connected as I used to be. Like I used to be like, oh, let me check the Blu-ray charts. Let me check.
Oh, okay.
All this. I'm not as connected, but who knows? I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I think last year, it would have been last year, it was announced around January that a new season was picked up. So
Maybe in January.
Because right now, a lot of anime is being like announced for next year.
Okay.
So you usually got to wait by then.
All right. I know that when I was like watching this on Netflix, it was in the popular picks.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if that's specifically for me. Or
yeah, and then Shin-El Animation is only doing one other anime. They're like only scheduled for one. So who knows? Okay. They could be working on
season 3.
I hope you said earlier. I hope this gets picked up for like once a year. Give us 12 episodes like once a year. That'd be nice. Yeah,
that'd be amazing. I'd die happy.
And then I also have Mina and Yukari.
Yeah.
We get a lot of cool interactions with them. Mm-hmm. More than Tagaki-san, I want to see older. I want to know in the future manga if they show them as well, older.
Did you like Mina as an older person? I don't know if that's like a fantasy or if that's how she's actually going to look.
I liked how she looked older. It would look pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I would like to see what everyone looks.
I doubt she's going to be as busty or curvaceous or whatever, but yeah, she looked very pretty.
Yeah, I want to see what everyone looks like as an adult because I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Do you have any other favorite characters?
Well, I like Sanae, but we already talked about her. She definitely was underutilized.
Yeah, I would have loved to see more. Mm-hmm. All right. So, favorite moments. Unless you got anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good.
Okay. So, I should just go least favorite moments because it'll be the easier one. I don't really have any least favorite moments. Yeah, I don't have any least.
I was so happy throughout this whole. It was kind of like me watching Danganronpa. But like me, I was just so happy to see every all the characters again, and all it was just a good time.
Oh, except for in Danganronpa, it's like, when's the shoe gonna drop? When? Weekend's gone crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? So favorite moments.
Actually, I was gonna say. From our least favorite moments, in the beginning, it is kind of slow. The pacing is kind of like daughters a little bit.
Okay.
Not too much. Only like in the first couple episodes. Because in the first couple episodes, it's kind of like warming back up to the idea.
Yeah.
And then maybe after episode 2 or 3, it starts picking back up. And it's like real good. Like all the pranks start getting like really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes more like... The dynamics of the pranks in one are like really simple. It's usually like Nishikata's gonna do something Tagaki-san already knows. Like she's already like a step ahead and she knows what to do. This one is like not even like more of outsmarting, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a different, to me, it's just like a different dynamic between the pranks in this one.
Yeah. And I feel like the rewards are also different. Like, I feel like in the first season, it was more like, oh, you have to buy me a soda or something like that. And this one, it's more like, oh, if you lose, we have to hold hands or something like that. More of a, like, on the nose thing that she likes him.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which is amazing. Fun. Love it.
So for favorite moments.
Favorite moments?
So the eye drop game. there's just one of the funniest episodes I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And just of Yukari opening the door and seeing and like, oh, I forgot something.
And then Nishikata like
Or just like the really cute Takagi-san, like, oh, you're not gonna try to kiss me, are you? And it's mm-hmm. like, oh no.
Yeah.
I thought he was too, and I was like, oh come on.
I love that Takagi's like not embarrassed by anything.
Oh. It's or like, she knows how to hide it.
Yeah.
Which is the good part. Like the cell phone one is also a really good one where they're texting back and forth.
I love that's actually one of my favorite ones is the cell phone, the texting back and forth, yeah. like the weird things. I don't know what they said about in yours. I'm sure it's different.
Well, because I'm actually really curious of how they dubbed it.
Yeah.
Because so in the sub, it was like she's oh do you like beef? I think it was like some kind of beef.
Uh huh.
And he was gonna say yeah like I like it like skidai, but he's like oh no if I say that it's gonna sound like I'm saying I like her.
Yeah.
So then he wrote like oh yeah skidai beef like oh yeah I like
yeah.
beef.
Yeah, that's how it was. But it was kind of like I don't think they mentioned beef, but they mentioned like something else. I don't really remember.
And then I forget. Oh, how did they do
the last one?
No, the it hurts. How'd they do that one in?
It hurts.
So when he scrapes his knee.
Uh huh.
So the whole thing is like, oh, if you say itai, which means like it hurts in Japanese.
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, the word is itai, right?
Yeah.
Then I win. If you say itai, I win.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she goes, oh, what's that massage thing called? Mm-hmm. And it's like something itai.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you said it. And he's like, wait a second. And he thinks about it. And he's like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot what she what he couldn't say.
I'm going to go look. I'm going to, after this, because I'm very curious, because that does not translate whatsoever. In
yeah, they did something like that where it was a word. It was like, what he couldn't say was sandwiched in between like a phrase or something. A phrase,
okay.
It definitely was something like that. I don't remember what the
like
phrase
ow
was.
Or something?
Yeah, I think it was like ouch or something like that. Yeah. Or
the couch.
Yeah, I think it was something with couch.
Or like ouch, and then it was like couch. What?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to look at it because I'm very curious how they translated
it was something
that,
like that.
Yeah. Or how they localized that joke.
Mm-hmm.
And the one I think I mentioned before we even started, the cell phone one, that also relies on like Japanese wordplay in a bit.
Yeah.
Like trying to sneakily get them to say stuff.
Yeah. It's like, oh, do you like kissing? And I'm talking about the city in freaking Austria.
Yeah, it was something like that.
Something like that.
And she's like, oh no.
She sent the video. I love that. It was so freaking cute.
So you're blushing, huh? Mm-hmm. And then she's like super blushing as well.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I think in the first episode, there's something where she gets him to say something and he starts like really blushing really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts his head down so she can't see him blush. But then you can see his ears are like bright red.
Yeah.
Even when he had his head down.
That happens in the first season as well.
It's so cute. I know they did it in the first season too, but it's so cute. It's such a good.
Yeah, he gets crazy embarrassed.
No. I feel bad for Nishikata.
Yeah.
Like,
I've never been that embarrassed where, like, I'm bright red and my ears are red or anything like that. I mean, there's definitely things where I was embarrassed about, but.
Not like
not
super.
Nothing like that.
Oof. Just super teased.
Yeah.
I can see why Takagi-san likes doing it just because.
Yeah, his reactions are great.
Oh my goodness. Or like whenever she, the poking. Mm-hmm. I just love that too with the bang.
Yeah.
And just poke him on the side. It's hilarious. I also really enjoy, I also like / hate how everybody knows that. Takagi likes Nishikata.
Yeah.
Except for Nishikata.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Like,
we were talking about this yesterday, but it's kind of the point of the anime is just like he doesn't know.
He's so clueless.
It's always like that in anime where like, right. the guy that the girl likes is the last one to know.
Right. But it's so cute. I mean, it's cute, but it's like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything you want to.
Favorite moments?
Other favorite moments? There's a lot of great moments in this anime.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely
episode 11 was crazy.
Good. Yeah, episode 11, we're finally in the Shikata. Like, I told Jay yesterday, she basically straight up says, you know.
I want you to ask me.
I want you to ask me. And it's really cute that it ties back into the vacation.
Yeah.
Because she's like, the reason why she was so
bummed about it, because it would skip over the, if she went the time that her mom went, it would have skipped over the festival.
Exactly. And that made her so, and like, that made her so upset, even though he had not even asked her yet.
Yeah.
And God, it just, that made me mad too, that he didn't ask her then. Mm-hmm. Cause she's like, oh, maybe if somebody would invite me, I would go.
Yeah.
Somebody who gets easily teased. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I wonder who that is.
I really liked the whole exchanging of the souvenirs. That was really cute.
Oh, and
that's like right before.
Right
before that moment.
And I just think it's so cute where he's like, yeah, watch out, they're spicy.
All right. Oh, it was spicy in the sub?
What was it?
It was sour.
Sour. You're right. Okay. It was super sour.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, watch out. It's super sour.
How can you make a cookie? It's like a cookie, right?
Yeah.
I'm so curious. I want to try a sour cookie.
You never had a sour cookie?
No.
Look, next time next time there's Girl Scout cookies, look out for Savannah Smiles. They're called Savannah Smiles. Okay. They're lemon cookies that have like lemon powder sugar on them.
What the heck?
Yeah, they're so good. They're like my favorite, one of my favorite cookies.
Okay.
And it has like lemon zest, so it makes it a little sour. And they're so good.
All right.
That's what they call Savannah Smiles, because they're,
sour. Yeah. A bit sour, huh?
You smile. But
that whole gift exchange was really cute, because it's like, Nishikata is like, in his mind is like, I'm gonna prank her, but like subconsciously he's always thinking about her.
Oh, I know.
It's like, I love that. I don't know. It just makes me smile.
It is very cute.
It makes me smile.
Like he likes her.
He spent
even
his
though,
whole vacation trying to find
something for her.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Like that's really cute. Mm-hmm. Like he likes her even though he doesn't know it yet. Like he's always thinking about her. And even think about it, he is always thinking about her.
Yeah, like, she's always on his mind. It's like, okay, like when he's at home, he's doing push-ups because of her.
Wait, he's like thinking of new ways to.
Yeah, thinking of new ways to do stuff to her.
That's so cute.
Yeah, very good.
I like how he has also his schematic that he has with his Jack in a Box.
Yeah.
He has a bunch of different ones as well, too, which is pretty cool.
You know what's one thing that I really like about Nishikata is, like, every time he's, like, thinking about, like, his prank and, like, it going successfully, I love the reactions that he thinks Tagaki's going to make.
Like, oh, man, you got me. And, like, I don't even think, like, if he got – which is the funny part about it is he thinks, like, if he can actually get her, he'd give her – give some sort of response.
Yeah, like a crazy good reaction.
I feel like even if
he got her,
she wouldn't give him a response. Which is which is also like very funny that he just thinks he can get her.
Yeah. The one with the cookies is really funny. Like oh, they're so sour. And like when she suggested the going to the shrine to try them out.
Uh-huh.
Like his reaction was like, it's the perfect time to do it. Or
I can watch her.
Yes, because I could watch her. And then like you see him like shooting into the clouds. It's the perfect opportunity.
And it's so good.
Yeah.
Really. Because he was getting like real awkward. He's like, I gotta go.
Yeah. Because it was only like a week, and then they felt awkward. Like, well, he felt awkward around her.
Yeah.
I was like,
I think it was more of because he like wanted to see her, and he started like realizing, why do I want to see her so bad?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I gotta go.
I know, he just barely got back from his vacation and he went straight to her.
I know, it's okay. He's like, I just got on today. He's like, oh,
you just got back today.
That's so cute. Oh, and he couldn't wait.
Yeah, he could not wait.
Oh, it's so cute. I want to see real quick before we end the wrap up and stuff, the onsen town that Nishikata went to. I don't know if you even realize that's where he went on vacation.
Nishikata?
Yeah, Nishikata went to an onsen town.
Like a hot spring place?
Yeah. Yeah, in Japan. Next time I go to Japan, I really want to go to one of those.
Okay.
It just seems so cool.
Mm-hmm. Just to wear like one of those outfits all the time.
Yeah, those kimonos and walk around and go to different spas.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
Yeah. I mean, if I ever go to Japan, my wife does not want to go to Japan at all. But if we ever decide to go, it's we're most likely not going to go to like Tokyo or any kind of big city. We're mm-hmm. probably just going to go to like something small. So, well, a rural area.
Well, Jay, I really want to take you to Akihabara.
Yeah, I know. I really want to go there.
If we're going to go anywhere in just proper Tokyo, yeah, we need to go to Akihabara because...
Yeah. I know in Tokyo there's one vegan spot for me that I know of. It just opened up. So I know there's at least one place I could eat without worrying right. about it.
Just, oh, here's a bowl of rice.
No, it's actually proper like curry meals and stuff like that.
Isn't most curry vegan? No, except for like beef curry or like chicken curry.
Yeah, I'd have to get like a coconut Thai or
but
something
like
that.
But isn't like the base of curry
yeah.
vegan?
Mm-hmm. Me and my wife eat curry all the time.
Yeah.
Or like Indian food. A lot of Indian food is vegan besides like the stuff with meat.
Yeah.
Like chickpea masala and stuff like that.
Yeah. I just want to take you to like, oh, here, Jay. Like, here's this little shop. And then you go inside of it and you're like, oh, this is Ultraman 64. They only released this in Japan. So you can only do the skips on here. Like, oh,
Go ahead and buy it.
This has the cutscene skip.
Yeah, there you go. American Dad on PS2.
I know. It's oh man, I really wanted to buy like a Japanese version of Okami on PS2 when I was out there.
Okay.
No, was it on PS2?
Yeah, it was on
PS2, right?
Yeah, PlayStation 2 and Wii, I believe.
Okay, I thought it was one of the Capcom 6. That's why that were on. On GameCube. That's what I thought it was, but maybe I'm wrong. Or maybe it was originally, and then it...
It might have been on GameCube. I'm not 100% sure, but I know PS2 for sure, and Wii.
Yeah.
And like, then it was remastered.
Do you remember what the Capcom 6 were? Do you remember the 6 games? One of them was Resident Evil 4.
Yeah, Resident Evil 4, and then was one of them Resident Evil 0?
I don't remember. But I just remember the director for Resident Evil 4, Shinji Mikami, I think it was. He said, like, oh, if... Resident Evil ever goes to PlayStation, I will chop my own head off with a samurai sword. And then it went to PS2. And
mm-hmm. then he's still all headed. Of them went to PS2. All
right. Do you anything you want to mention before
we head to the wrap-up?
Head to the wrap-up.
Yeah. I love this anime, man.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, I know I texted you like right after I finished it, or after I finished episode 11, I said that this was like my favorite anime of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I still stand by that, but I definitely now that I got away from it for like a few days,
like I've had those reactions too where
like, oh my god, this is the best anime ever,
and then like you stew on it and you're like,
I mean, it's still really good. I think it's still my favorite anime of all time, but it's not. I hyped it up a little bit too much when I texted you that.
You think so?
Yeah,
like. I feel like when you texted me that and you're like, oh, it was your second favorite, like My Hero. I feel it was like a head above My Hero.
Yeah.
Would you say it's a closer than that?
Yeah. Actually, I don't know. Because it's like a different ball game for My Hero. Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's like comparing apples and oranges. Like, I don't know.
Well, if the one's number one and one's number two, there has to be
a
comparison, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I have to think about it more.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not as clear cut as
it's
that.
It's just like we always say, it's a feeling.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Which is fair.
Mm-hmm. Like we always say.
It's a feeling. Exactly. Like me, I couldn't tell you what my favorite anime of all time is right now. Like,
yeah. And we still haven't covered like other animes that I consider like really good, like Clannad and Outlaw Star and stuff like that.
Like, oh, Bebop for sure. Like all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I think before we started this podcast, I probably would have told you that either Haruhi or Soul Eater was my favorite anime of all time.
Okay.
But at that time, I think
those were our first two anime.
Yeah, exactly. Were they our first two animes. I think at that point, My Hero hadn't gotten to really good.
Mm-hmm.
like the first season. Cause I think the first season of My Hero, the first four episodes are like perfect, but then after that, it just turns into like anime, like generic anime.
Yeah.
But then season two, the sports festival arc,
yeah,
is still my favorite arc in the whole series. I don't think anything has beat it yet. Mm-hmm. Even though we haven't covered it yet, but the first arc in the season three,
yeah, the training arc,
yeah, like that's a really good arc and has a really good
villains
in it, and like Deku's fight is like really good in it. But I still think the sports festival is my favorite arc among. It hasn't reached that high yet.
Yeah,
which sucks. Or quality of the whole arc hasn't reached that high yet.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah, because the muscular fight is probably my favorite moment of the series. But anyway, that's
we still need to
of,
cover that. The yeah, third season.
We'll cover that eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But enough of
My Hero.
My Hero. Let's get back to teasing San. Mm-hmm. Teasing San. real quick, I guess before we actually do end of the wrap up, I thought of this question real quick. I guess we should have put this. I should have asked this in the beginning, but. Do you think that dubs should have honorifics in
dubs? Like English dubs. Okay, so like you're talking about Nishikata saying San,
which I'm pretty sure he's the only in the dub. He's the only one who he refers to as. Like, the only honorific he uses is for Tengaki.
Yeah.
And then no one else in the anime addresses anybody by honorifics. And, like, I know Mina calls everyone, like, Chan.
Yeah.
And, like, at least the girls, she calls them Chan, and, like, they all call each other Chan.
Yeah.
Like, they make the point in the sub that... God, what's her name? The other girl, Sanae.
Yeah.
Sanae doesn't use honorifics with anybody. She just doesn't really care.
Mm-hmm.
And like that point, I think in the dub, if they don't, everyone else doesn't use them. That point is kind of like moot.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because no one does it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big deal in that, at least in that skit, that he won't call it just Tagaki.
It's a bit embarrassing for him. Honestly, I think it's fine to have San. I mean,
but do you think? I think everybody. Like,
you
I don't
think everybody should
I think
be using.
Everyone
it?
Should be using. Like, because especially, I don't think it hurts it in that situation because he calls it Tagaki-san. And if you don't really look into it, you're like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But like, the deeper you go into it, it's like, why is he the only one who uses San?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it starts becoming, like, a weird...
It's, like, it's a little weird thing about the anime.
It's, like, a weird nitpicky thing about it that no one else does it.
It doesn't bother me.
Nah,
I can see why it would bother other people. Like, why is he the only one saying it in the dub? And
if you want to be real picky about it,
yeah,
you can be, like, that's weird. It's a continuity thing that's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a only... weird translation thing as well.
Yeah, it's a weird localization.
Yeah, localization.
Localization is the word of it. I always used to think it was, like... kind of cringy in dubs when they said San and Chan, just because we don't have
like
in English, we don't have an equivalent.
Yeah,
or
it would be like Mr. or Mrs.
I also don't like that too. I think that's actually worse than
San
and Chan. Like I'd rather them say San and Chan than Mr. this or Miss this.
Yeah,
I'd rather them just say San and Chan.
You know, and it's a funny thing that you mentioned honorifics because after I saw, while I was watching that episode, I was like, what the hell are honorifics? I do not know.
You know what that word meant? No. Yeah,
honestly,
San, Chan, Sama.
Yeah. I know what it is now. Right. After I watched the episode, I put two and two together.
That's funny.
But it's, after that episode, I went to work and I started asking people, like, do you know what honorifics are? And nobody knew what it was.
It's like Mr., Mrs.
Yeah. But I just wanted to, because like the episode like makes it a point to like say like, oh, it kind of like makes it seem like everybody knows what honorifics are.
Well, we don't in America,
we don't have anything like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like,
it's the closest thing is Mr. and Mrs.
Nissan. Like, I call it like J Nissan because like brother J.
Yeah. Spanish, we have it like Don and Dan and.
Yeah, which is weird. I don't really, we don't have it in English, but yeah. It's also like paying respect to people.
Yeah.
Like, especially people that you're not really familiar with.
Yeah.
Or people that you are familiar with.
Yeah, it's just a sign of respect to yeah. your peers.
Because, like, even, like, Oka-san is, like, mom.
Yeah.
Like, it's just weird. Mm-hmm. Oto-san.
It's like grandpa, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or dad?
Dad. I think it's dad.
Okay.
It's OG.
OG, yeah.
OG is grandpa. I don't know. Oba. Oba.
Oba is grandma?
Grandma. No, it's either that
How
or
How you say
aunt.
Great-grandma.
I know. Oba-chan, I think, can be referred to, like, old lady. Like, old lady. Like, that's what you'd be, yeah. like, my auntie. Oba-san. That's what, like, that's what people...
Naruto.
Yeah. Some people get mad. Like, no, I'm Nisan, because I'm, like, a young woman.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough with the honorifics.
Yeah. That concludes our class on honorifics.
Exactly. All right, Jay. So...
Wrap up or
yeah
accessibility
that's what I'm looking for.
Okay. Anybody can watch this.
Yeah, nothing too crazy.
Nothing offensive about it, and it's an amazing anime, so you should watch it.
spoiler alert
to my rating.
Yeah, and then you can catch it on Netflix. Finally,
it's a Netflix exclusive.
Yeah, and then the I don't know if it's Crunchyroll or Funimation you can catch the first season. One of those
yeah,
two.
Yeah, you can get it on Crunchyroll. I don't know if it's still on there. Is the first season on Netflix?
No, it's not.
That's interesting.
So it's still the rights to the first season are...
With Crunchyroll.
Crunchyroll or Funimation, one of the two. I just don't remember okay. which one it is.
Yeah, but the second season Netflix, if you want to start from the beginning, you have to go to Crunchyroll
or Netflix.
Yeah.
Or Crunchyroll or
Funimation.
Mm-hmm. All right. Rewatchability. Hi. This is
I've already rewatched a few episodes.
We were watching a few episodes
before
right now.
We started, yeah.
Yeah. Really good. Mm-hmm. And
Not episodes, but like snippets of episodes.
Yeah. And
and they're just as hilarious as as when I first watched it.
Real quick, one thing I forgot to mention about this anime, what I actually really, really do enjoy. It feels like a blanket.
Oh,
like it feels nice. You get comfy.
You know, now that you mention it, yeah.
There's a word for the cozy. Genre of anime that it's in, and I try to find it, and I can't find it.
That sounds like a genre that I'd be super into.
It's kind of like there's an anime called Flying Witch, okay. and it's like that as well. Mm-hmm. The genre is basically like anime that gives you like warm and fuzzies.
Yeah,
it's essentially
yeah.
like what they do.
Yeah.
Sweetness and Lightning is another one that I super want to cover that's also like that.
That's the dad and daughter one, right?
Yeah, the dad and the daughter and the high school girl. I think that helps them out with the daughter.
Okay.
And then there's another one about scuba diving.
Okay.
And then it's the same thing. Like, not. It's like a slice of life.
Scuba diving anime.
Yeah, but the,
isn't there one about like a... Like this like cat girl or something like that that lives in a house.
Oh, Senko-san? Maybe you're thinking of? But she's a fox.
Yeah, fox, yeah.
Yeah, Senko-san. Helpful fox, Senko-san.
Yeah, isn't that like...
I think that's also one of those ones where like a lot of people describe it as like it recharges your soul. Like that's the best way to it.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah, I can see that.
This anime definitely recharges my soul.
Yeah, I feel
definitely like, makes me think of... Doesn't make... It makes me ignore all the bad stuff in the world.
But I think that's the best way I can put it. It feels like a blanket, like a nice, getting cozy.
Yeah. It's funny. It's like, now that you mention it, while I was watching this, I was like, this is like the perfect wintertime anime. It's
good vibes.
Yeah.
Just good vibes all around. It's so cute.
Mm-hmm. Especially because like winter, like Christmas time, it's like a lot of people get depressed during this time.
Sad.
Yeah, sad.
Seasonal.
So it's definitely an anime to watch to make you warm and fuzzy and feel hopeful about the world. Yeah,
it's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah,
I like it. It makes me feel... I don't think I've ever... There was never like a frown on my face when
watching
the episode.
I had a big dumb grin the whole time I was watching this anime. There, and you know, going back to favorite moments, there, like you and me both had like ginormous reactions to like... Tagaki as like when she was older, that glimpse. We had huge reactions to like all like a bunch of stuff that happened.
I didn't mention it earlier, but so that scene right before they're taking the picture and Nishikata's like, "Oh, I'm gonna throw up a peace sign behind her."
Yeah,
and again, you get that scene of like he's like, "Oh, Takaka-san's gonna think it's a ghost." It's like, "Oh, it's so creepy."
Yeah,
like I knew like right away like when they took the picture. I was like, that's going to be a really cool picture to see in the future.
Yeah.
And then they take it and then it zooms out and you see it's like in the book.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's really cool. That'd be really cool if we see Tagaki-san and then you just see her, it's not her frame, but it's like her from her nose down.
Yeah. It's like her chin and the top of her torso.
Yeah. And then her like long hair. Yeah. And then just her smiling. I was like,
yeah,
I shot up. I was like laying down on my bed. I like shot up, and I was like, yeah. "Are you serious? Are we gonna get some Moto Tagaki-san?"
Yeah, I'm really glad I was by myself watching this anime. My wife would have thought I was crazy, but I was also laying down in my bed watching this, and when I saw it, I immediately sat up as well, and I screamed, "What?" And that was the first time I said something out loud for this anime, and then the second time was the soda stuff.
Oh,
like,
man.
First you get like that crushing thing, like, oh, Nishikata's not gonna ask Tagaki-san to the festival, and then he comes back, and I was like, it's happening.
The whole time I was like, come on, do it. The thing that sucks for me is that I didn't see this scene. Mm-hmm. Exactly, but somebody posted the clip, and I had just seen seen the thumbnail.
Okay,
and the title was like Nishikata asked Tagaki-san out, so like I knew it was coming.
Okay,
I didn't know when it was coming.
That sucks. It's because like you're more into the loop of anime, so I'm completely in the dark with like a lot of things.
Yeah, I think I told you this like. Months ago, I was like, yeah, I saw something spoiled, a spoiler.
Right? Yeah.
Or I saw a title that spoiled something. And
yeah.
That it's like, it was, I knew, which is the kind of crap part, like, I knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is this it? Is this, can, like, someone, did someone troll me? Is this what he asked?
Yeah.
And like, in that scene, when she came back, like, I knew right away, I was like, oh, this is it. This mm-hmm. is the scene.
Yeah.
Because every time I would ask myself, is this the scene? I remember the thumbnail, and the thumbnail was like Nishikata and like a wall behind him. And I was like, no, well, there's no wall behind him, so I don't think this is the scene. And then like finally I see like the wall, and I was like, yeah, this is the scene.
Yeah.
And but even though I knew it was coming, I was like, come on, Nishikata, you can do it.
Yeah.
Come on.
And he was so embarrassed.
Aww, like he couldn't even look at her in the eyes.
Yeah. He was trying to like looking away, head down.
I think what makes this anime so relatable is that it is like it.
Yeah,
it's relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's been that.
Yeah, like you're with somebody you like, you want to ask them out, but it's like so hard to just put the words together. No. It's like it's really nice.
No, it's so good. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's just cute.
Yeah,
for sure. Want to go on more dates, and they also have that date with. That's the one I thought. The spoiler was. And they go to the candy store and they're eating the ramen.
Yeah. That's another great scene. You know, I want to like imagine how cool if we had like a snack store like that around here.
You know there's anime all about that, right?
About a snack store?
Yep. It's about it's called Dengashi Kashi or whatever. They mentioned the name of it.
Is there a girl with purple hair in
it?
Yeah.
I heard it's not that good of an anime, but
yeah, I always see the thumbnail. It's like of the purple girl, purple hair girl.
I think that's also a Netflix anime.
Yeah,
the second season at least.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also one of those weird ones that it's like it's not very good,
mm-hmm.
but it sprung a lot of doujins, so people are like, oh, that's fun. It's very pretty anime. Yeah. I think they might have been animated by the same people because it's a real pretty anime.
Mm.
Anyway, so do
anything would change?
Anything I would change. It's perfect. I don't know.
Another season.
Another, I know. More season.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Moment of truth.
Rating.
Rating. I think everyone
could guess probably knows
what,
it. This is
what
a,
yours is.
This is a certified gold.
It's certified gold. Gotta go watch
gotta
it.
Gotta go watch.
This is a high recommend for me. Very high recommend.
Okay.
Really,
it's not a gotta go watch.
No, not
because it's a feeling you have, right?
It's a feeling too, but I'm also incorporating the first season. I don't think okay. The first season is a gotta go watch.
Okay, yeah.
I think, but I also think the first season's really good. Yeah. I also think this season's like real. It's also, I think it's better than the first. Better than
yeah,
the first season.
It's definitely a step up.
So like in that, I know in that regards, it's like a gotta go watch. But like overall, it's a just. I think it is a. It is a oh, man. See,
you know what anime that like makes me like want to get this treatment is the Surizuri Children. That's a
oh.
I wish it like there was another season that stepped up the its game.
Oh, it's so good. I don't think you need. I mean,
not to go off on a tangent.
Yeah,
anything,
no, I don't
want to
go
yeah.
off tangent too hard, but yeah.
that's,
but yeah,
that's an anime that definitely needs this
a
kind
second
of treatment.
Season.
Yeah.
But this is definitely, for me, it's a high recommend. Really close to... this is something about it.
Yeah.
We say it's that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to give it... I think this is more of I want to give it than from last week.
Yeah.
Like, last week, with all my being, I wanted Space Dandy to be a gotta go watch. Here, I was like... I think I went into the mindset of, like, oh, it's a good anime.
Yeah.
And it fulfilled that. I don't think it...
It lived up to your what
yeah
you,
I didn't what, live, I didn't think it exceeded my expectations. I think it lived up to my expectations.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And even though I did have doubts going into it, it
proved your doubts
proved
wrong.
Proved my doubts wrong, but at the same time, it was still very high quality.
It didn't
quality.
Exceed anything that you were expecting.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I think, which is not fair, but I think if there was more future segments.
Then it would probably put you over the edge.
It probably would put me over the edge.
Especially
that's
if you saw like the kid or something.
That's a... Oh, you don't get me... If I would have saw the kid...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got real excited because I don't know if you remember at the end of the original Takagi-san podcast, I pitched to you what my perfect
what? Oh, yeah.
ending would be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when I saw Future Takagi-san, I was like, did I call the ending? Because I was like, this very well is set into play where... I could see some future stuff.
Yeah.
Everything I said.
Mm-hmm.
And because I, to kind of not give away a lot of stuff, but I read a lot of the episode descriptions before I started the anime.
Okay.
And I saw like in the last episode, it just says like, oh, Nishikata and Tagaki get separated. And from there, I thought, yo, could this be the situation that I was thinking?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
it could have worked.
It could have worked. That's what I'm saying. Hire me, Chanel. I can do it. It's easy.
Next season, directed by
Aaron Torres. It's a bunch of Japanese people. Aaron Torres. That's it.
You have a translator with you telling you what to do.
I always love when there's foreigners in anime productions.
Mm.
Because then you can just see, it's like, oh, there's like a bunch of Japanese kanji.
You know,
and
funny.
Then Mike Hernandez worked on this anime.
Yeah,
like,
for
what?
Sure. The last time that I saw that was when I finished Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was Pokemon, designers,
uh-huh.
Japanese people, a bunch of Japanese people, and then, like, one American dude.
One American dude. Yeah. And that guy gets a lot of crap, too.
Yeah, he made, like, Golurk and all that stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, whatever Pokemon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Yep, this is a high recommend.
Highest
slash
recommend. Slash for me.
Go, gotta watch.
Gotta watch it.
Yeah, if you put a gun to my head, I'd probably say gotta go watch.
Yeah.
Not feel bad about it, but this is a super high record. Like, as high as I can go.
A 99.8 or something.
Like a 9.9.
Yeah.
Like, not a 10, not perfect,
mm-hmm.
but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, now that you're done teasing me, is what do we have on the docket for next week?
All right, so we're finally picking this anime that was suggested to us like I don't know, like
year one.
Year one, like halfway through.
It was actually submitted with
another anime. What was the other one they recommended?
No, that was
Snafu.
Snafu, yeah.
Snafu was the first one that they recommended.
Yeah, they're like Snafu and this one.
Yeah.
And so it's Assassination Classroom.
Yeah. Assassination Classroom.
How many episodes did you want to do?
At least half the series, right? It's like what, 50 episodes?
52.
So maybe like 20 something.
I don't know. We'll look right
now.
Yeah,
we'll look right now. Is it on Hulu? I think it's on Hulu.
It's on Hulu and Funimation.
Okay. So easy to find it.
Yeah.
All right. Because I got a different phone now. I don't want to say new phone. Yeah. Different phone.
Do you know?
I don't have any apps on it, so I'm going to have to watch on my tablet.
Do you know what this anime is about, Jay?
No. Well, I know the teacher is an alien, right?
So the synopsis is, I don't know if it's a school of assassins. But basically, he comes down to, his name's Koro Sensei. Koro Sensei comes down from, I think, the moon or something. Or he's a space alien.
Yeah.
And he's like, in 1 year, I'm going to destroy the Earth.
Yeah.
And you guys have a year
to kill me
before I
destroy. Are they trapped in the school?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But he's like, you got 1 year to kill me.
All right.
That's the gist.
There's no other stipulations? Like, can they tell, like, the police or something?
I don't know. But
there has to be some sort of rule set.
Because he, like, blows up the moon and stuff, too.
Oh, like to tell him that, like, he's serious
Yeah,
or
he's
something.
Serious. He, like, blows up the moon.
Okay.
But, yeah, Assassination Classroom.
You know, this anime and, like, Danganronpa, like, having to kill people. It's like, there's a TV show that I didn't watch it, but it has like another, like almost the same synopsis as like both of these anime. And I was really thinking about it because my wife told me about it. I was like, huh. And Henry Rollins is in it. And I was
That's
like,
weird.
Oh, yeah, I think he might be the teacher.
Well, it's like, oh, what's that anime or that live action movie called?
The one that with like a bunch of students like trying to kill each other on an island?
Each other. Yeah. It's basically like that premise.
Yeah.
I forget what it's called though. Mm-hmm. Suppose that's not an American remake of that movie yet.
I think there is, isn't there? They're like all on
Games.
A bunch of. Well, not no.
I mean, basically, it's what Hunger Games
actually,
is.
Actually, I don't know. I think the Japanese one. I think
it precedes
somebody.
It.
Somebody had like an American had a hand in like bringing it to the United States. I think something like that.
Oh, I
forgot which director.
I'm gonna look at that. I'm gonna look that up. Hold on, real quick.
Yeah,
because it's gonna bug me. So Battle Royale
that's is the anime. Name of the... Not the anime, the movie.
Yeah. And the first one was in 2000. So, yeah, it pretty much preceded Hunger Games and all that.
Well, I think Hunger Games was inspired by it, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But the Battle Royale genre, even like the genre of video game basically is based off of the movie. All right. So, yeah, check out Assassination Classroom.
Yeah, that's what we're going to be doing.
That's what we're going to be doing.
And we'll probably do 20-something episodes.
Look it up right now. Yeah, 26 episodes.
Mm-hmm. And I have a Thursday off, so I'll probably watch a big chunk of it that day.
I know, we're probably going to record Thursday, maybe.
Well, Thursday is Star Wars.
Ooh, yeah.
So
I guess, Friday.
Yeah.
Or
Friday.
Sunday.
I have Friday off as well.
Oh, my goodness.
So if you want, what time do you, well, we can talk about
it later.
Anyway,
if you like this, go ahead.
Follow us on SoundCloud. If something's wrong with the podcast, please let me know. Good thing, there was something wrong with the last one we did. I uploaded the Metabots one.
Yeah, good thing I checked.
Yeah, good thing you checked. But if you guys, are probably, better at finding stuff. Well, not better than Aaron, but
no.
But it's more people that listen. It's better to have more listeners. Well, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Anyway,
if you find a mistake, let
me
know.
Yeah, and then check out the Instagram. I don't know if we'll do something with it.
iTunes. No, I don't even have Instagram on my
new phone.
The new phone. Well, in quotations,
posting
new.
Selfies. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You probably have more access to it.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, I don't know if you can post stuff on Instagram through the a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just the phone?
It might be. I don't know why.
Because I was thinking it'd probably be easy for me to do stuff on the computer, to post things from the computer. But I don't know if you can.
I don't know.
Because Nancy was saying it's an app, and you're accessing the app from the internet, so I don't think you can.
I don't know. Check it out.
Mm. We'll figure it out.
Or connect to Facebook and then do it that way. It's like we can do, because Facebook and Instagram are owned by the same people.
Okay.
So maybe, I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway. And then iTunes. I could subscribe on there.
Yeah, and that's about it.
You know.
Look forward to. I'm trying to cook up some other stuff in the crock pot, as we like to call it in the hood.
Yeah. Aaron is very gangster.
I know, very gangster in here. I'm trying to pull something together.
Okay.
I want to do one thing, but it doesn't quite make sense to do it in a way. I'm going to tell Jay about it, but...
Okay.
I want to do something. I want to do an extra thing. Something.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
So, until then, everybody.
Yeah, stay...
stay teasing.
Teasing or kicking over a bucket. I don't know. Or texting.
Keep texting.
Yeah. Sending videos. Mm-hmm.